Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Ethan Bartlett, and your commissioner. With us today, we have Drew Ficken.
Hello.
And today, we have Alex Clement joining with us.
Hello.
All right. So, as per usual, we're going to talk about last week, week four's games. We're going to run through them, talk about any surprises or upsets or anything that stood out from those games. And I think first we'll start with Grace versus Levi. And let's just start with you, Alex, because you're new, or you're here. It's your first week back. What did you think of this game?
I wasn't surprised at all, actually. Levi averages a lot of points, and Grace's team is kind of hit and miss, if you will. This was a game that I picked Levi to win right away, and I was proved right. So,
Drew,
it wasn't too surprising of a game.
Yeah. What about you, Drew?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I picked Levi in the pick'em too as well. I don't think it was a big shocker. It was a high game though. I'll give him that. It was pretty good game to watch.
Yeah, and I think I think Grace is really struggling right now because Dalvin Cook isn't doing that great. He was her first pick, and he's only averaging 2.7 yards per carry right now, and he doesn't have any touchdowns. So I kind of think that's one of the reasons Grace is struggling really bad right now. Also, Levi's team, James White and DeAndre Hopkins combined for over half of Levi's points, those two collectively. So I think that was kind of interesting. But then moving on, let's do Seth versus Drew.
To me, that game was really surprising. sorry, Drew, I'm going to get mine out of the way here, and then you can weigh in. Coming in, Seth, I mean, ranked extremely low. I thought Drew had a pretty good team, and just the entire team underperformed. I was really surprised by this entire game.
Drew was real. Yeah.
Drew, you go ahead and take
it. Oh, where do I even begin? It's just, I scored 82 fucking
last
points.
Place.
Absolutely. It was, I think it's the lowest of the score of the year. Absolutely ridiculous. Drew Brees put up 8. Pathetic. Mm-hmm. And then Lamar Miller, who I dropped this week because he's awful. He's so bad. Most overrated fantasy running back in the league. He doesn't even deserve to be picked up.
Glad I could trade that to you, Drew.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that my Sammy Watkins laid a nice little goose egg up there too. But positive thing about my team, David Johnson looks like he's finally picking it up a little bit. So I'm optimistic for coming forward.
Yeah, and David Johnson coming back are starting to do well is nice for you. I'm curious though, why did you not start Matt Breida over Lamar Miller?
Well, my thought was that I got Lamar Miller going. I had Lamar Miller going against Indy. And who did the Niners play last week, Alex?
Chargers.
I don't know why I did.
I was just curious. I mean, it was a tough.
I think it was my thing. Because Lamar Miller is the go-to first back in Houston. And I think Matt Breida was questionable going into Sunday anyways. So I was like, I'm just going to play it safe. Lamar Miller. And it's not like I would have won by any means with him in anyway.
Right. It is a tough week for you. Your tight end was out. Drew Brees underperformed. There's not a lot you can do there. Just quick thing, Seth ranked 12th last week. The number 12 team wins again. It's every week. Every week the number 12 team wins. Golden Tate went off. CJ Yeldon. Seth put him, I was with him on Sunday, and he had Corey Clement in his roster, and he put him in at the very last minute, which I thought was kind of interesting. And he went up for 23 points. So, fun stat about Russell Wilson for Seth's team. Patrick Mahomes had more touchdown passes in his first game than Russell Wilson has all year.
Oh, my. Wow.
Just when I was going through the show notes and I'm looking, I was kind of putting together that stuff. I was like, Wow, that is unbelievable.
Seattle's wow, pretty bad. That is ridiculous. Yeah, they're bad.
So, yeah, I apologize. It sucks for you, just Drew, losing to Seth. But, you know, I also kind of think Seth's team maybe a little underrated. I don't know. We'll see moving forward. Hopefully I kick your ass again this week, Drew. Hey, do me a favor and score 80 points again.
That'd be great.
What about Dan versus Joe? Anything stick out to you, Drew?
Joe keeps losing. Let's just put it that way. The more Joe loses, I could go like, what am I? How many weeks do we play?
13.
15? 12? I don't know. 13? I could go 1-12, and as long as Joe doesn't make the playoffs, I'll have a good fantasy season.
You were cutting out there a little bit, Drew, but I'm guessing you were saying as long as Joe keeps losing, you don't care about what your season, how your season.
Yeah, as long as Joe doesn't have a good year, I'll be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm looking at Joe's team, and Carson Wentz is underperforming. Larry Fitzgerald has no quarterback. Julio Jones isn't getting good looks. Hmm. I mean, other than George Kittle, Joe doesn't really have any great players as of this moment. So
I said it at the beginning. I said it at the beginning of the year. Larry Fitzgerald was not going to have another good year. He mulled over retirement. He came back at the last second. I said it. I think when we did our pre-ranking show. I called it, and Larry Fitzgerald is averaging 7 points right now. He's ranked 66th among receivers. He's doing really bad. It was a lot closer game than I anticipated, 134-126, because early in the day, that game looked like it was going to be a blowout. And then Kareem Hunt almost brought Joe back into that game on Monday night. If I'm Joe, though, I don't know why he's starting. I would take Larry Fitz out. I would move Demaryius Thomas into my wide receiver too, and I would start Tariq Cohen in my flex over Larry Fitz.
Yeah.
That's just me.
And let's not tell him that.
Though. Well, yeah, and he won't listen to this. So, yeah. And Dan's team, I just think it's good all the way down. Cooper Kupp had a huge game. I think he had like 40 points or something like that.
Mm-hmm. 37.2.
Yeah. Dan drafted him 105th in the ninth round. And Cooper Kupp is averaging 21 points a game. To me, that's the kind of person that can win you a league. You know what I mean? Somebody in those late rounds. Like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
I love Cooper Kupp. I think he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan versus Alex. Alex, what did you think about that?
Why didn't I start Jared Goff is what I'm thinking.
Tough loss.
I mean, really high-scoring game.
Yeah.
Exciting game. And the fact that I had one wrong misstep, I mean, Ted Ginn didn't do anything, but I didn't have anybody on my bench that would have brought me back into that game.
Well, how does it feel that you dropped Geronimo Allison and started Ted Ginn? And if you would have kept Geronimo, you would have won.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't make you feel bad.
No. Looking at Jordan's team at the beginning of the year to looking at Jordan's team now, Jordan actually has a really good team. I mean, he's 4-0.
Yeah.
And I think that he's probably one of the best teams in the league now. And if there's such thing as a good loss, that was a good loss.
Mm.
But
I mean,
really wish I could have done things different.
You scored third most in the entire week out of everyone, and you still lost. That's just a tough loss. You know, I think Jordan proved he's top two material, you know what I mean, this week with how many points he scored.
Definitely.
Drew?
Oh, I was just – funny thing, Alex. Me and – I was talking again the year when you started doing this whole starting your – because you have two great top 10 quarterbacks right here on your roster. And you're doing the whole, you know, you're playing the guy that's playing at home. That's who you're starting your quarterback. I was telling Nick, beginning of the year, this is going to come and bite him in the ass because you're going to keep swapping. And what happens – how many times that happened in fantasy when we keep swapping players around, the other player is eventually going to do better.
Mm.
And I was like, you need just to stick to one quarterback and play him. Obviously, it's worked out for you. You're what, 3-1, so obviously not much complaining. But this is the week. I called it. I called it. It was going to happen.
He's
actually doing – And it happens.
He's actually 2-2.
Yeah.
Oh, 2-2. Okay. Well, then, so you're 2-2, but But I mean, don't get me wrong. Your team is still. I mean, Alvin Kamara, my God,
yeah, best
that dude, best is pick a freaking animal. Oh, easily, what a steal!
Yeah, and somebody that's that surprised me a lot for one of the reasons I think Jordan's doing really well is Marshawn Lynch. I mean, after last year, I didn't really think much of him. I don't think any of us did, but he's averaging 16 points a game.
I wrote him off.
He's averaging 16 points a game. He's doing really well.
Beast mode.
That is perfect for number two.
Yeah, he's doing – I mean, he's got Saquon. You know, I think his running backs are phenomenal just because Marshawn Lynch is doing a lot better than I ever would have anticipated. So, yeah, I think Jordan is actually the real deal.
Yeah.
So let's do Brennan versus Sherman. And then we'll go you, Drew. Anything stand out in this one?
No, I called that Brennan was going to win. It was a little higher scoring than I thought because I initially said someone's going to barely break 100 and someone's not going to break 100.
You did say that.
It was pretty close. It was pretty close to though, but I kind of shocked at Brennan. Brennan is 3-1.
I think we all are.
Mind-boggling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an auto draft team. He's been making a lot of moves though, so I'll give him that. He's been definitely been paying attention and doing what's right for his team. But man, he scored 132 points, and his quarterback had zero.
Yep,
I think that's pretty impressive in itself, right there.
Yeah, definitely. I think Brennan has increased his total number of points each week by 10 points. So he scored 90 in his first week, 100 in his second, 110. All right, it's like 12 or something like that. It's averaged out to be about 10 to 12 points each week, and he's moving up each week. And I think that's because of good managing skills. And, like I said, Calvin Ridley was a huge – I said last week it was a big pickup for Brennan. And I think that paid off huge for him because I think Calvin Ridley had like 21 points this week. But yep. that was a good – you know, you take Calvin Ridley out, and that's a totally different game. You know what I mean? And Austin's really struggling right now because he's, you know, Leonard Fournette's not really playing, and Devontae Freeman's not – has been hurt. So he's had health issues. So I'll give Austin a break on this one. But overall, I mean, just kind of impressed with Brennan being 3-1. I don't know. What do you think, Alex?
You go back to week one, Brennan was 2 points away from beating Jordan.
Yeah.
And he does that. I mean, undefeated, he's, you know, one of the two teams that are undefeated in the league. I think he's my biggest surprise of the year, other than Jordan. I'm trying going back and forth between the two, but
yeah,
I think he's a great manager in fantasy.
I don't think there's any denying that, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah.
I hate you, Brennan.
None of them.
I hate you.
Okay. An auto draft team.
All right. Well, let's let everyone shower me with your praises and sing your glory. Let's talk about me versus Cassidy. Just, you know, I won't even talk. I don't think I need to say too much. What do you guys think?
I hate you.
I'll kick it off real quick. Yeah, I'll second that motion right there. but man, I've said it every single week, and I'll say it again and again until it disappoints me. You have got the best team I have ever seen in fantasy. It is ridiculous from top to bottom. There is not a flaw in your lineup. Like, you put up 177 points in this league, which we do a different scoring than I'm used to. So 7 points in our league is damn near perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and plus you went against Cassidy, who scored 138 herself, is what I think the top three highest scoring team in the league.
Yep.
Something like that. And she has a great team. Why she's starting Tom Brady over Patrick Mahomes still is I don't know, but maybe she'll figure it out sooner or later. But no surprise. I knew you were gonna win. You won by
Cassidy
a lot,
has
so.
A solid team. Yeah. She's got a really solid team. And the thing that sucks, she's 1-3, I think, or 2-2. I think she's 1-3. What sucks for her is she's had the most points scored against her in the league. You know, there's not a lot you can do against that. I mean, yeah, I understand a lot of those points came for me this last week, but you know, I mean, I think she's got a solid team at least.
Definitely.
Yeah, she does.
I think, you know, my team, each player averaged 20 points. So I think you can't really beat that. And I think my biggest takeaway from this game, at least for me, what I was excited to see was Deshaun Watson. He's back. You know what I mean? He scored 31 points.
Mm-hmm.
I was really nervous at the beginning of the year with him, but I think he's kind of returned to form, and that makes me excited. Alex, did I skip you? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I mean, Drew said everything. Your team is ridiculous top to bottom. You had players on your bench that you could have replaced them and even scored more points.
What?
You're just amazing. What did, your team's just amazing.
What did I tell you, Drew? What did I tell you, Drew? I said my my bench outscored your team.
Yeah, your bench outscored my starting line. Whatever.
I don't think that held true by the end of the day or by the end of Sunday. But at like when we were together on Sunday at like 3 o'clock, I was like, dude, my bench. Or it was, I can't remember what time it was. I was like, dude, my bench is outscoring your starting line. I'm sorry. I really don't mean to brag. I feel like it's kind of it's come due for me. I've lost.
I'm saying if anyone's earned it, you have earned it. So that's why I'm giving you a pass on top of
that. Yeah, I've never got that opportunity.
Cassidy's team, even at 1-3, it's a team I don't want to play. I play them this week, but I don't want to play her because her team just scores so many points.
Yeah, she does. She does score a lot of points, and there's not a lot you can do about it. You know what I mean? I mean, she just it sucks for her that she's lost those games. But listen, we'll use that as a good. No, wait, we're going to wait on that. I was going to say segue to picks, but let's do rankings first. Let's do the week 5 rankings. And I don't know if you guys have your lists of what you sent me, but I'll read through them real quick and we can kind of just talk about them. We all had really similar lists this week. I think there was actually everybody was exactly the same except for one particular spot, and I'll get to that. But at 12, we've got Team Sherman. 11 is Joseph the Leatherheads. 10 is Drew, 9 is Seth, 8 is Grace, 7 is Cassidy, 6 is Brennan, 5 is Levi, 4 is Dan, 3 is Alex, 2 is Jordan, 1 is me. And then the one spot that we kind of all differed, and we can maybe just talk about this week, because otherwise we had everything pretty much the same. I had Brennan at 5, and you guys had Levi at 5, and Brennan ended up just with 6. So what do you guys think about the rankings this week?
Well, the reason I put – yeah, I did put – yeah, Levi above Brennan. I put Levi above Brennan mainly because, yeah, Brennan's 3-1. I think Levi's 2-2,
yep.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think Brennan's team – yeah, don't get me wrong, 3-1. Good for him. I'm glad he's doing great. Yep. You know, whatever. He's all hyped because he has Alshon Jeffrey coming back, yep. You know. Which is good for him, but I don't like Alshon Jeffrey. Granted, he'll probably, once Mike Evans comes back from his bye, he'll probably slide him in right there.
Yeah.
But Joe Mixon's coming off his injury. Who knows how that's going to play out. He has Austin Eckler.
Yep.
From the Eckler. Yeah, who's a backup to Melvin Gordon. I mean, that's not really a good number two
had
running back.
Had a solid game last week.
He did all right. And for Levi's team, I just like Levi's team a lot more. I like James White. I'm trying to swindle a trade in there somehow. I like James White. I love DeAndre Hopkins with Deshaun Watson catching fire. That's only positive things for Hopkins. Tyreek Hill's a monster. Christian McCaffrey's a monster. You know, I mean, I think he has a more solid team from top to bottom. That's why I ranked him, even with the record, I ranked him higher.
Mm-hmm. What it came down for me is Levi averages the 5th most points in the league. Brennan averages the 9th most points in the league. So just based on that, I gave it to Levi. Again, if Brennan's undefeated, he's my number 2, but he's not, so he's my number 6.
What was the point spread between Levi and Brennan, Alex? Like, what was the average point spread between those two?
Levi is averaging 128, called 129 points per game, and Brennan's averaging 115.
Okay. So it's about 14 points, right? 14 points a game. To me, I've kind of reached that point in the season where wins are going to start trumping scoring a little bit. You know what I mean? Just where it's starting, it's starting to tip that scale a little bit. You know what I mean? Like scoring is still important. I had Cassidy, or no, I guess Cassidy's 7th. Dan is 4th. And he's 2-2, but he's scoring really well, and it kind of teeters for me back and forth. But 14 points for me between Levi and Brennan wasn't enough for me to say, you know, okay, Levi's team is that much better than Brennan's. You know what I mean? I think Brennan with the win slides in there at five. But that's just me, and that's kind of the fun of the rankings. So whatever you guys think, I don't know.
No, I get it.
It's kind of interesting. Jordan's moved up to two. That's a big jump. And then I think Cassidy falling. What was she last week? I think she was three. She fell all the way to seventh. So big fall for her. Sorry, Cassidy.
Just throwing this out there, Joe started the season at three, and now he's number 11. So,
yes, keep it up.
Let me ask you this. If Brennan ends up winning this week and he becomes 4-1, where do you guys think? I mean, it depends on everybody, but like, how far are you willing to push Brennan up if he's 4-1? Let's say I and Jordan lose. We're all 4-1.
I still think you two would be above Brennan just because teams are better. So I think, I think after this week, I'm going to look at records from start when I start doing my rankings, look at records. And then when it comes to like, you know, 3-2 or, you know, or whatever we're going to be at at the end of this week, when it's that one difference of a game and I think like one team's better than the other, I'm going to go with a team that I think is going to win more next week. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm going to start doing it. And that's kind of what I based off these rankings this week as well. That's why I did the whole Levi above Brennan. Brennan has a better record, but I think Levi has the better team overall to win more games.
Yeah.
To win next week.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my thought. And with Dan being at four, it's kind of shocking because Dan's 2-2, right?
Yep.
1-2?
He's 2-2.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. We put him, he's 2-2, all two spots above Brennan, who's 3-1. I'm sure we'll hear about that in some texts here soon. But Dan's team is so much better all around and scores so many more points anyways that you had to put him so much higher.
Yeah.
That was a no-brainer.
Right. For me, like I was talking about, that spread between Levi and Brennan wasn't enough for me. But from Dan to Brennan, I think that was enough. That is enough. Dan's team is better, in my opinion. And he's only one game behind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So if anybody, Alex, did you have anything else to say or should we move on?
No, we can move on.
All right. So let's talk about we're just going to do a real quick rundown of like some of the ads and drops from yesterday or today, actually, I should say. And the first one I want to talk about is I hate Drew so much.
Who did I pick up that you wanted?
John Brown. Bastard. Hey, was he the guy you were talking about in last week's podcast that you were like, I can't believe no one picked him up?
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
100. Okay, so that's who I was talking about too. I was shocked no one had grabbed John Brown yet. And I'm so pissed that you grabbed him this week because I wanted him so bad and I was going to take him last week. And I was like, you know what? Give it one more week to see what he does. And then I'll grab him. Nobody else is going to grab him. And of course he blows up for 21 points. You get him because your team sucks ass and I can't ever get anything on the waivers. Anyways. So Drew added John Brown, dropped Josh Gordon, which probably a good ad drop, but
I see my whole thought because, you know, last week in the podcast, I had my eye on him from since like the second week, but I don't have the wide receivers to like, I don't want to drop him because they're good.
Yeah.
But then the whole Josh Gordon thing went down. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to see how he does this week playing with New England. See if, you know, if they target him a lot, which they did not. I think he had one catch. And so I was like, you know what? John Brown's been catching fire. Josh Gordon probably won't. So I was like, this is going to be my time. I'm high in the waiver order. I'm going to get him because no one else is going to try to get him. So
John Brown has
I'm just happy I
John
got
Brown,
him.
The Ravens have looked really good, and he's looked really good. Which is shocking to me a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, it was a good ad by you. I really wanted him. It was that what came down to it is, like, the reason I waited a week is just like you said. Who do you drop? You know, you have all these receivers.
Exactly.
And you have to stay under five. I was going to drop Nelson Agholor. So I don't know if that would have been smart or not. I don't know. You guys tell me.
That would have been a good one.
I think it
would have
been good. Yeah. But did you say you tried to you were going to try and add Josh Brown too, Alex?
Yes. I started watching him a couple weeks ago, and this was the week I'm like, you know what? He's solid. I'm getting him. And, of course, I kept Ted Ginn on my team, and
so you were going to drop
the lucky bastard.
You were going to drop Ted Ginn Jr.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to do anything this season. But
yeah, the only other notable—I mean, we got a lot of defensive ad drops, but the only other notable one to me in here, unless you guys see something, is Brennan. He added Joe Flacco and dropped Ryan Tannehill, which is probably a good idea.
Good move. Yeah, definitely. Ryan Tannehill was pathetic last week, and Joe Flacco's looked good. He's looked good all season. There's nothing to doubt that he won't continue his. I mean, he's always been an average quarterback, so it's not like it's looking hurt. So
yeah, I think it was. I think that's a good ad. I think the Ravens have actually surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
Did we mention that Brennan won with zero being scored from Ryan Tannehill?
We did. Yes. Yeah. I just
want to go over that one more time because that's. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's impressive. I'll give him that. And then I'm looking at this. Seth dropped Kenyon Drake, who has really sucked this year. I mean, if you look at his numbers, he had 3 carries last week for 3 yards. He did have one good game in week 2 against the Jets where he had 53 yards and a touchdown. But so yeah, Seth dropped Kenyon Drake, and he added Kiko Alonso. So dropped a running back and grabbed a safety. Good for him.
Yeah.
if you ever want to just entertain yourself someday, just go onto Seth's waiver wire pickups and it'll make you laugh. He has some of the goofiest ad drops I've ever seen. It's really funny.
Well, didn't he have 3 tight ends on his roster at the beginning of the season?
He had 3 linebackers on his roster.
Yeah, 3 linebackers.
I'd love to make fun of him, but we have the same record. So
he beat me last week by like 80 points. Yeah. I mean, I can't say anything.
Hey, the guy has 2 championships under his belt, and I have none. I have no room to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have, and like Sunday he was asking me advice, and I was like, Seth, or he was asking me how to add drop people. And I was like, Seth, haven't you won this thing twice? How have you done this? Like, I don't understand. It's not fair. I'm on the waiver wire every day of every year, and I lose every time. I've already won more games this year than I have all of last year. So, embarrassing. With that, let's move on to picking the this week's games. And, you know, let's just start off since it's none of our games. Let's start. What do you guys think about Sherman Joe? Let's go with you, Alex. Who do you got in this one?
Sherman Joe.
This is 11 versus 12, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really interesting game. I'm going to go with Joe in this one. I think Carson Wentz is actually going to play pretty well. Minnesota's defense has not lived up to the hype, I guess. Kareem Hunt against Jacksonville. You never know what you're going to get with him. And George Kittle is actually coming alive really well. I think that Joe's going to get it in this one.
What about you, Drew? I just want to say real quick, Alex, you stole every single on my notes for this pick. Every single thing I wanted to talk about. I've got written Joe with Wentz and Kittle underneath it, and now I have nothing to talk about. So thank you.
Sorry.
So yeah, by the way, I'm picking Joe because of Carson Wentz and Kittle, and maybe look for Darius Thomas to have a good game too. I'm done. All right, there it is.
Okay.
You're never coming back on the show again.
I'm going to pick Joe in this one too. I think Austin is by far the worst team in this league. You can't say anything good about his team. I don't think there's one good spot on his team at all.
Giving it to him
right at the blink, nothing. it doesn't help his best. His first round pick is hurt.
Giving it to him raw.
Well, I mean, he has his number one wide receiver is Amari Cooper, who's been pathetic. I mean, I feel bad saying it because I love Sherm, but man, his team is brutal.
You say this every week. You just destroy Austin, and then
and I'm right like, every
I
week
because he's a friend of mine. But his team fucking blows.
It does. It's so bad.
I love him, but I'm not sure why Evan's playing this year. I mean, holy crap.
Yeah, and I had to convince him to play this year. I have a very strong feeling that he's he's not gonna play next year. So
I there's definitely
ouch.
All right, let's if we're all picking Joe on that one.
Yep.
Let's move on to Grace versus Dan. Sibling rivalry here. I'm gonna talk before Alex can steal everything. I'm gonna take Dan in this. Grace has a ton of people on bye week. I think she's got five players on bye week this week. So Cam Newton is coming back. That'll be good for her. But I think Cooper Kupp versus Seattle. Seattle is allowing 35 points to receiving cores collectively. That's way below the league average. So I think Cooper Kupp's going to have a good game for Daniel. So I'm going to take Dan in this just because Grace's bye weeks and watch for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I agree. Dan's the guy to pick in this matchup. I mean, like you said, Grace has a lot of buys. Her best player is probably on buys this week. Dan's team is good top to bottom, has a good average team. He's going to score a lot of points. Grace will not. That's how Dan's going to win.
I'm going to go with Dan in this one too. Just Aaron Rodgers, AJ Green, Cooper Kupp. It's a loaded team.
Dan struggles a little bit with his running backs, but, you know, Alex Collins has been doing fine. So, is it Tevin Coleman? That's who he's got is his other running back. I think he's been doing okay at running back. He's eking by, but his receivers are just so damn good.
Yeah.
So, so we all got Dan in that one too. Drew, who do you got in Alex versus Cassidy?
Oh, this is going to be a good game right here. Points. I mean, so does Alex. I'll put it this way, Alex. Jared Goff's at Seattle, okay? If you start him versus Seattle, you will win this matchup. I promise you. But if you start Big Ben – wait, is Big Ben – no, not a bye. If you start Big Ben, you will lose this week.
Oh, yeah.
Put it that way. I think Jared Goff's the guy to go with from starting forward for me. I think his offense is way too high powered to not start Jared Goff every single week, home or away. I see the upside with Big Ben because he has those weapons, but you know Jared Goff has I think better weapons. I think Todd Gurley's better. Cooper Kupp's been a freaking monster. I mean Brandon Cooks. I mean, I think you got to start going with Jared Goff, and I think for that reason because you have him right now in your lineup. I think you're gonna destroy Cassidy. I'll say destroy. Ooh. I'm going by 20 points. I think you're going by 20 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
I appreciate the confidence because I don't have that confidence in me. I'm picking Cassidy in this matchup. I think that Cassidy should start Patrick Mahomes, and if she does, she's gonna win.
She won't though.
We can't say that yet, but well, I'm kind of hoping she does. But I just think Cassidy scores so many points and I have a bad feeling about Connor this week. Jones Jr. just has not been performing that well. I'm going with Cassidy in this, but I'm really hoping I'm wrong.
All right. I got two reasons for the person I'm going to pick. One team. Okay. Here's my one of the reasons. One team has five starters in the top 10 at their respective position. One team has one player in the top 10. So Alex has the five starters in the top 10 at his position, and he has Julian Edelman returning as my reason number two. I'm taking Alex this week, beating Cassidy by 10+.
Appreciate the confidence, boys.
Ooh, I didn't even know Edelman was coming back this week. Yeah, you're definitely going to win. No doubt.
I hope you do. Tyler Eifert is also out. I think he broke his leg again for like the 15th time in his career.
That guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you, Alex, and good luck to you because it is really fun beating Cassidy. Boy, is it fun.
I really hope that happens.
Okay, so let's do Levi versus Jordan. I don't know who wants to start, but who has who in this game?
I have Jordan in this game. Blake Bortles is going up against a good Kansas City defense. DeAndre Hopkins, I can't buy into.
Wait. Did you say a good Kansas City defense?
I think that they're a good I think they're going to play really well this weekend.
Oh,
they really get picks. I think that they're good, but
he's got nothing.
That's my only reason. Travis
Kelce is gonna score some points. Saquon Barkley is going to score some points, and Marshawn Lynch is oddly good. So,
I think this game is actually going to be pretty close. I think it's actually going to be one of the closer games this week. But Jordan has the upside on running backs. I think Levi has the upside on wide receivers. I think those are going to balance out. And you know what the tiebreaker is going to be? Who's going to win this game? It's going to be Levi because he picked up Blake Bortles because Kansas City is allowing more points to QBs than the league average by 7 full points. Damn. So I think that's a great streaming option for Levi, putting Bortles in there against, I think, a weak Kansas City secondary. And Levi's going to win because of that play.
This is a tough one because, yeah, Jordan's 4-0 with a good team, but Levi, I think, has a better team, but it's only 2-2. What do you really do here? But I'm going to go with Levi, given Jordan his first loss.
Oh.
Like you said, Ethan, I think picking up Blake is a great pickup going against a weak Kansas City defense. How you think they're good, I don't know. They're in a shootout every damn week.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if they're averaging – like that defense is averaging like 25 points against them a week.
They're bound to come around sometime.
Hey, man. Yeah. Sticking with your guns, I appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah, and, you know, James White's been on fire. He's not going to slow down.
He has been.
What's funny is that we didn't talk about this in the waiver wire section. We talked about Nathim Hines from Indiana. He's like kind of like a Chris Thompson from Redskins.
Did Levi grab him?
He's kind of the same vein, right? Yeah, he grabbed him. He's starting him this week because I wanted him. Ooh. So that was a good pickup by Levi.
He's the
Chris Thompson of Indianapolis. Sure. So
I honestly think that's why
he's going to win.
Yeah, I think that'll be an interesting he's starting him over Buck Allen. Okay. I like that. That's a good play. That's a good play, Levi. I think Levi with Blake Bortles and Nyheim Hines, that's a good – I like my chances even more.
Yep.
All right, so who do you we'll just start with Drew because I think Alex started last time. Let's start let's go with Seth versus Brennan. Who do you got, Drew?
All right, Seth versus Brennan. Brennan. I don't think I've picked Brennan at all this week in this matchup, but he's 3-1. I've gone against him, and I've gone against him, and he keeps proving me wrong, but, oh, man, this is tough. You know what? I'm going to go with Brennan. I'm going to go with Brennan this week, and he'll probably lose, so sorry, Brennan, for that. But you know, Joe Mixon's coming back. I don't know how he's going to be coming off an injury, but he should be fine. You know, the Bengals have looked pretty good this year. I like Will Fuller. I like Calvin Ridley, though. That's the playmaker right there in his team. If he just keeps doing what he's doing, he'll be fine. And I don't think, you know, Russell Wilson for Seth's team, garbage. Mark Ingram, if you're New Orleans with Alvin Kamara doing what he's doing, I would tell Mark Ingram, sit your ass on the bench and don't move a muscle and disturb our fucking star. Because why would you ruin his rhythm? He's been just the reason New Orleans has been so good. Yeah, Drew Brees is good, but Alvin Kamara has been tearing it up. Why? You just ruined my brew.
Darren Strapper, hold my dick.
So I don't think Mark Ingram's going to get a lot of work this week coming off his suspension, and I don't see why he would get any work at all anyways. But
yeah,
that's why I'm going to pick Brennan.
I feel like
this
Seth
week.
Probably has too high of hopes for Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Alex.
I got Brennan in this game. Gronk is hurt with his ankle, probably not going to play on Thursday night. Russell Wilson is playing against the Rams, and he has an offensive line that couldn't block anything. So, yeah, I think Brennan is the pick in this one.
Since when is it that I can speak flawlessly and you guys are both stumbling over your words?
Right? And you've been drinking, too. This is bullshit.
Maybe that's the problem.
I'm like 6 beers in right now. I'm feeling great. That's why everything everybody says is so funny.
God.
I'm sorry, Brennan. I'm taking Seth. I think Evans being on a bye is going to be key to this game. I don't think Alshon Jeffery is going to be doing quite as much as Brennan hopes him to be doing. I think it's going to be a close game. Low-scoring game, but Seth's going to take it. Yeah, that's my pick. So, who do you guys got? Well, let's do this. Alex, who do you have in the biggest rivalry of the year, me and Drew? Hey, there's a Red Lobster dinner riding on this game.
Really?
I never got mine from last year, by the way.
Shit, you're right. I didn't. Hey, you want to go out to Red Lobster tomorrow?
Drew, I'm sorry. I'm taking Ethan in this game by a large margin here. For reasons already stated.
And that's all true.
I'm sick crying.
All right. Okay. What do you, Drew, honest opinions?
And you're 4-0. You scored a shit ton of points. I scored 82 points last week. I'm not going to pick myself the rest of the year after that pathetic effort.
Yeah, I did double your points.
Yeah. And keep giving you points.
More than double.
Obviously, Ethan's going to win this matchup. There's no doubt about it. I don't have a chance in hell unless it's David Johnson of the old coming back to pick it up again. I mean, that's the only hope I got if he goes up for 40 points. And, you know, John Brown, you know, does what he's been doing. But other than that, I'm going to get my ass
kicked. Yeah, see, my thing is there's no known things in fantasy. Like I was texting you earlier, Drew. I mean, every week is a new week in fantasy. My team could completely shit the bed, whereas yours could, you know, be immaculate and score all kinds of points. Yeah. And you could destroy me 170 to 80 points. You know, we never know. But I will. I am going to pick myself in this one, so there's that.
All nonchalant, but I'm going to pick your ass up.
And I hope that you will owe me a Red Lobster dinner, and then we can just go out to dinner and pay for our own meals, because I owe you from last year.
There we go.
So this week, for the weekly prizes, I believe it is Flex. Was it Flex?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys got as the flexes of the? I mean, I'm gonna have to look through some of these. I thought it was linebackers.
Nope, it's all flex.
Put your,
this
you
weekend.
Know what that means, guys. Everybody that's listening, put your number ones like Alex. Slide Alvin Kamara into that flex position. I'm gonna slide Todd Gurley into my flex, like right now. Like I'm literally doing it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to leave Julian Edelman at my flex simply for the reason I don't have another running back that I would want to start over Alvin Kamara.
You know what? I'm sitting here looking at it, and I have the same thing. I've got the same issue as you.
Yeah.
Man, blows.
I think Edelman, since Gronk isn't going to be there, he's going to get quite a few looks, and hopefully that can seal the deal for it.
I'm gonna slide it. Adam Thielen into the flex. I think that's a good move.
That's a strong move.
I think. Well,
that is a good move.
Yeah, right, I mean, there. Vikings are garbage, but whatever.
He's getting 13
Thielen's not, though.
Balls thrown his way per game. I think he'll be fine.
I'm looking through all the flexes. Do you guys have any? I know who I'm going to pick.
I'll go pick mine real quick since everyone's still looking. I think Christian McCaffrey for Levi's team is the pick for flex. Mm. He slid him into his flex. And I think it's a good option. There's not a whole lot of strong flex plays besides, I think, Cooper Kupp for Dan.
I was just going to say Cooper Kupp, but what are the odds of him having two huge games back-to-back? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Christian McCaffrey will do just what he's been doing, about 20 points a week or whatever, and that'll be just enough to get to win that flex category this week, because no one else really has any strong, good possibility, like good players in their flexes.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jordy Nelson does end up getting a lot of points. I won't be surprised if he doesn't, but Jordy Nelson is kind of emerging in Oakland, so he could end up being a good flex play.
Yeah, you know, and I like Christian McCaffrey's the most. I think that's a really good call, Drew, and I like how Levi had that enough awareness, even more than me, who wrote the weekly prizes, to know that it was flex week. So props to him. I'm for sake of being different, I'm just going to take Cooper Kupp because I love Cooper Kupp. Who doesn't love him? A white receiver, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
We don't have any black people in this league. It's fine. I can say that.
Wow. Then again, I'm starting Julian Edelman, so what do you know?
Yeah, hey, that would be a kind of a fun pick. Julian Edelman comes back week one, scores 40 points.
That'd be fucking crazy.
I wouldn't be mad.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be mad either because I'm not playing you, so it'd be fine. All right, well, I think what are we forgetting, Drew? What are we leaving out? Oh, who's highest scoring team? Who's lowest scoring team? Real quick.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. I'll kick it off here. Let me just literally. Okay. Highest scoring teams, obviously you. You're going to beat the shit out of me. I pick you every week, and I'm pretty sure I'm right every week.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah. I hate my life. Which sucks, you're playing me, so. And you know what? I'm going to pick. You know, I'm going to pick myself for the low scoring this week. I don't have any faith in me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think the highest scorer is going to beat the absolute piss out of the lowest scorer this week.
Highest scorer is going to be Ethan. And lowest scorer is going to be Grace.
Ah, that was my pick. I'm going to take Grace as my lowest because she's got so many people on buys. And I'm just going to pick Alex's highest scorer. No, yeah, Alex. There it is.
Oh, wow. Making me blush.
Good luck, bud. You've got five number ones on your team. Number two, like... in the top 10. I'm just making stats up now. I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
Blue Moon mango wheats are really getting to me.
Mm.
They're pretty good. You guys should try. It's not bad.
Ooh, it sounds tasty.
All right. Any last words for our viewers who are probably sober?
Good luck out there. Play safe.
Hey, that's my line.
Oh yeah, it is. I was like, I got that from someone.
You did. Oh, I'm never gonna open up the floor to you guys again.
Oh, I do like to say thank you, Alex, for coming on, and hope you're on next week.
Yeah,
we'll
have you on, man.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Levi's been trying to get on for weeks, and I just won't let him. You know.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Levi, and hope you get on soon. Anyways. Enjoy your fantasy week, everyone. And as Drew said, he stole my line, play safely.